USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Announcing the purchase while in the U.K., Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021, and 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Senate Democrats appear to be split over proposals to end the filibuster in the chamber, with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin saying this week that he wanted the filibuster preserved. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks that the filibuster will survive in the Senate. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that not all Democrats are on board with changing the rule.
Well, I think a significant number of Democrats have indicated we're not going to change the rules of the Senate in order to advance a radical left-wing agenda that the American people didn't vote for. So when you have a 50-50 Senate, I think you need to look for things you can agree on. And as I indicated earlier, we had six major bills so far this year passed on a bipartisan basis where we worked together and we met in the middle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden has already set the stage for a contentious series of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. John Clemens reports.
President Joe Biden issued a warning to Russia of robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. One issue on the agenda is Russia harboring cyber criminals that have been targeting American interest. Although several industries have taken precautions, it has become clear those in international law enforcement can do little to stop these attacks. Cybersecurity expert Nick Powers is with St. Louis-based OnCom.
It's really hard to police the world when it comes to these cyber criminals without a lot of cooperation amongst different countries.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the CDC says that the number of cases of heart inflammation in younger recipients of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines were higher than expected, but still rare. The agency says it's received reports of 275 cases of inflammation in 16 to 24-year-olds following their second dose of COVID vaccine, based on data from its vaccine safety monitoring system. Scientists say more research is needed to determine how much of a factor the vaccine played in those cases. The CDC emphasizes that the number of cases is still very small compared to the number of people who have received the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.